Hello there. This is Tyler Killen along with
Seth Wheeler.
We're bringing you the Macon County versus Brashear girls game. Starting lineups are being announced now. And for Macon County, they will be having Lacey McCallan, Heather Mallett, Autumn Fisher, Brooke Howard, and Cassandra Kitchen starting for Macon County. And for Brashear, we have Sheree Cole, Haley Kelsey, Chelsea Collip, Danny Moyer, and Holly Hazen.
Fantastic games.
Well, Seth, what do you expect from the game tonight?
A tough defense from Brashear.
Let's hope so. Looks like Brashear will have Kelsey jump off. And Macon County is going to have Brooke Howard.
I think Haley will get it.
Here we go. Ball's in the air. Tipped by Haley, but recovered by Howard. Into Cassandra Kitchen, who passes back out, loses the ball out of bounds. Hit by Chelsea Collip, though. I believe he'll stay with Macon County. Ball inbounded to McCallany.
Missed.
She missed. Got the rebound. Dished it to
Mallett.
She got it back out to Fisher, who got it across to Howard. Now gets it up to Kitchen, who holds it to the top of the key.
Danny about had it.
Moyer almost broke it up. And loose ball was recovered by Kelsey, who got it to Moyer. Back out to Cole at the top of the key. Passes to Moyer just outside the arc, left side. Danny passes down into Sheree Cole. Holds left wing, gets it back out to Moyer. Passes across to Hazen, down into the right side for Collip. Back to Moyer, across left side to Hazen. Down on the left block, puts it up, no good. Rebounded by Kelsey, right block. Puts up a shot, and it goes home. Pass from Macon County was to number 14, McCallany. She made a bad pass and was almost picked up by Collip from Brashear. Instead was recovered, and Macon County got the ball down to Cassandra Kitchen, who missed a shot. Ball is corralled out to McCallany at the top of the key. She sets up the offense, gets it across to Fisher, holds right wing, gets it back up to Kitchen. Holds it top the key.
Collip's been playing some tough defense.
Passes, broken up by Collip. Recovered by McCloney, and she traveled. You can't get up while holding the ball. Moyer inbounds to Cole at the top of the key. She passes to Moyer, left wing, into Kelsey. Across to Cole, outside the arc. Dribbles back up to the top. Sets up an offense. Passes to Hazen, right wing. Dribbles to the middle. Pass is deflected by McCloney. And she recovers the loose ball. She brings it across the timeline. Across to Mallett. Gets it up to Cassandra Kitchen. Got it across to McCallany, top the key. Now it passes to Cassandra Kitchen, who passes over to Fisher, who promptly nails the two-point bucket just inside the arc.
5:25 in the game, still tied at two.
Cole has the ball for Brashear. Gets it to Haley Kelsey, left wing. Passes it down to Moyer, left block. Put it up, off the glass and good. Macon County has the ball. McClanney passes to Howard and was fouled. A blocking foul was called on
Cole
with the block. That's her first and the team's first. 5:06 left in the game, or left in the first quarter. 4-2 in favor of Brashear. Fisher has the ball for Macon County. Holds at the top of the key. Passes across to Mallett. Puts up a shot. Air ball. Recovered by McClowney. Dribbles in the lane. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Moyer from Brashear. She passes that to Collip. Had a fast break opportunity. Decided not to. Pulls up. Gets across half court.
Passes it to Cole.
Cole at the top of the key.
Passes it to Collip.
Left wing for Collip. Passes to Hazen. 15-footer, no good.
Air ball.
The ball was tipped by Howard, and she threw it off a Collip's foot, but on the way out, another Macon County player touched it. The ball remained with Brashear. Cole to trigger inbounds. Gets it to Haley Kelsey, right wing. Passes to Cole, back outside, right baseline, no good. Rebounded by McClowney, and she traveled. Some tough defense from Cole there. Morgan inbound to Cole. She brings it across half court. Passes to Moyer at the free throw line. Gets it across to Collip. Left block. Passes out to Haley Kelsey, and she traveled, I believe.
Christina Scudder now entering the game.
Kelsey. 4:10 left in the first quarter. 42 still in favor of Brashear. Brashear is now putting on the press, and Macon County's having a hard time beating it. McClowney has it. She loses it. Moyer recovers, gets it across to Collip. She holds, gets it out to Cole, just inside the left wing. Swish. She's made it. Macon County has the ball now. The press is still on from Brashear, and it's a good one. Macon County's having a real hard time breaking it. Finally gets it across to Cassandra Kitchen, who gives it back to McCullough at the top of the key. Gets it across to Mallett. Passes to Kitchen. Gets it across to Fisher. Holds. Gets it across to
Howard.
I believe that is Howard. Passed it into McCullough. He put up a layup, and it was good. 6-4 now, and remaining 6-4 is the score. 3:15 remaining in the first quarter. Cole was fouled by Macon County. Mallett with the foul. The team's first and her first.
This is getting a very aggressive game, isn't it, Tyler?
It is. Cole with the ball for Brashear. Passes to Hazen, well outside the arc. Gets it into Moyer. Nice pass to Christina Scudder. Put it off the right block. Up and off the glass.
Fisher passes it to Howard. Intercepted by Moyer, but she soon lost it.
It was a long, ill-advised pass from Macon County. Checking in for Macon County is Amber Kitchen and
Farrington.
Macon County threw a bad inbound pass.
Pass was deflected by Moyer.
And then Fisher, who triggered the inbounds, came in and it touched off of her and went out of bounds. Brashear ball. Morey inbound. Now Macon County sets up a press.
Pass was to Cole. She dribbles up the court.
Got it across the timeline. Brings it right wing. Holds. Gets it to Moyer. Top the key. Over to Holly Hazen. Just outside the right wing.
Passes it back to Cole.
She sets up an offense. Thought about the three. Decided better. Got it to Salter.
She fumbled it. And it's blue ball.
Salter couldn't hang on to the pass from Cole. Macon County inbounds. Brashear sets up a press again. Macon County stutters. Gets it. Finally got it across. Pass was deflected by Christina Scudder. Corralled by Brooke Salter, but she double dribbled on the fast break for Brashear. So at 2:24 left in the first quarter, Brashear leads 8-4. Macon County to inbounds. Brashear sets up the press. Sets up the press. Got it across to Farrington, and she was fouled by Christina Scudder. The block. 2:19 left in the first, 8-4 in favor of Brashear. Oh, on the inbound pass to McCallany, they called Danny Moyer with a reach. Looked pretty clean to me.
Looked like she had all ball on that one, Tyler.
Macon County inbounds again. Closing in on the 5 seconds, lobbed it over both Macon County players. Recovered by Kitchen, Amber Kitchen, and she throws it over and back in favor of Brashear ball now.
Ashley
Clarkson enters for Holly Hazen.
Cole's bringing it up the floor at the top of the key now. Passes it to Salter. She shot. Hit the rim. Missed. Moyer shot. Missed. Salter shot. Missed. Passes to McKelvey. She dribbles up the court and with the layup, no good.
Oh, a big scrapple for the ball. Brashear had two players. Macon County only had one. And possession arrows in favor of the Tigers.
McKelvey still looks mad about that layup.
Cole with the ball for Brashear. Oh, she's in a... They put on a good press on her, and she traveled with the ball. Looks like she's a little frustrated right now.
Yeah.
Collett, meanwhile, checks in for Salter, and Haley Kelsey is in for Cole. Macon County with the ball. Brashear has pulled off the press.
Fisher passes it to McKelvey. She dribbles up the court at the top of the key.
Guarded well by Kelsey.
Passes it to Mallett. Passes it back to
Farrington. Farrington. She's got the ball.
Amber Kitchen has it. Ashley Clarkson is putting on some tough defense. Danny Moyer soon retrieved it, and Haley Kelsey is dribbling down the court. And Kelsey shoots. She missed, and it's out of bounds. Off white.
Off of, I believe, actually, Blue touched that last in favor of the Tiger ball.
They're so tough of defense on here. It was hard to call. Christina Scudder with a nice post-up. But she missed a shot. McKelvey dribbles up the court, but...
Tenacious defense from Haley Kelsey, and she comes up with the ball. However, they call a jump ball in favor of the Macon County Raiders.
McKelvey still looks upset about that. Fisher passes it to Harrington. Pass to Fisher. To McKelvey. Christine Scudder.
She just took it out of Fisher's hands right there. What a vicious play.
That's a tough defense right there, Tyler.
Haley Kelsey with the ball, gets it in the cold just inside the left arc. Passes to
Clarkson.
Clarkson had good dribbling down the base right baseline, dribbled in, made a bounce pass to Collett, but it was knocked out of bounds by Macon County. Remains with Brashear.
Brashear running out of bounds play. Christina Scudder. The pass was to Scudder, but soon missed it.
Collip with the foul on McClowney's breakaway.
34.6 seconds left in the game. Brashear still leading it 8-4. In the first quarter.
Macon County inbound. Oh, the Macon County inbounder did not realize how tall Haley Kelsey was, and she just jumped up and grabbed that ball out of the air.
Kelsey, a little bit of trouble, passed it to Collip. And got the foul called on her by Amber Kitchen.
Kitchen with the block. That's now, that's just Macon County's second foul. Brashear has four. 24 seconds left in the first quarter.
Pass to Collett. Pass to Kelsey.
Haley Kelsey shoots a three. No good. Rebounded by Clarkson comes out with it. There were two Macon County defenders on it. Clarkson got it. Passed it to Moyer. She put up a layup off the left block.
That was an amazing offensive play, Tyler.
Kelsey with another tip. Ball goes out of bounds off of Macon County's leg.
Moyer now inbounding the ball.
5.3 seconds left. Gets it into Kelsey. Gets it across half court. is well defended. Gets it to Clarkson, puts up a three.
She made it!
Oh, they say she had a foot on the line. It's only good for two. But after the first quarter, it's 12-4 in favor of Brashear.
This is an awesome game, Tyler.
It's a well-played game from Brashear. The press really seemed to work well for them. However, they went away from it. And Kelsey has been such a strong presence in for Brashear.
We're now beginning the second quarter with Brashear 12 and Macon County 4. Brashear with 4 team fouls and Macon County with 2. That is the call of the second period. Referees are saying it's Tigers' ball.
And here we go.
Moyer inbounding the ball. Passes it to Kelsey. I don't think that's such a smart move. She's a post player.
Yeah, they have Kelsey running the point for Brashear. I've never seen this before, but whatever works for us, I guess.
This must be one of Coach Williams' tricky plays that she's known for.
Kelsey got it to Collip, who was promptly fouled by Macon County on a block. Howard is checking in for Macon County in place of Amber Kitchen. Moyer to trigger the inbounds for Brashear. Can't find anyone. Finally has to dish it out to Kelsey. Left arc. She's just inside the arc,
yeah.
I believe. Just a two-pointer. Nothing but net for it. It was a beautiful stroke. Macon County is...
Got bringing up the court, but she was fouled by...
No, her. They called a charge on her.
What?
Pushed off with their off arm, they said. Brashear ball. The press is really working for Brashear.
Yeah, it is.
Salter checks in for Collip and Brashear. And Cole's in for
Kelsey.
And here's Clarkson in for Ashley Clarkson. And here's Hazen in for Scudder. Just a whole re-maneuver of the offense.
I know.
Moyer inbounds to Cole. She holds it top the key. Takes the three.
And
off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Hazen. Passes out to left block for Salter. It's no good. Rebounded by Macon County. Brashear puts on the press. Macon County broke the press with ease this time.
Passes it.
Fisher holds the ball at the top of the key for Macon County. She gets it across to Howard. She holds right wing. Gets it into Mallett. Put up the shot. No good. Rebounded by Moyer of Brashear. She brings it across to the court. Lost the ball. And Fisher for Macon County recovered. Then Moyer, I think, out of frustration, fouled Mallett. Fisher, excuse me.
Yeah.
With 6:51 left in the first half, it's 14-4 in favor of Brashear.
Moyer with the foul, and Coach Williams sends Kelsey in for Moyer.
That's Moyer's second foul. Macon County with the ball. The pass was deflected by Kelsey, and Holly Hazen recovered for Brashear. Now Kelsey holds it at the top of the key, passes to Cole, but it was a little tall for Cole. Cole tipped it out of bounds.
Yep.
Call up in for Kelsey.
Boy, Coach Williams is in and out of, jeez.
Well, the press set up again by Brashear takes a lot of fresh legs,
yeah.
And I believe that's a good strategy, keeping the legs fresh and keeping all the players.
Bridget Clarkson's in.
Ready for Brashear. Macon County had the ball and was fouled by... No, they called a travel on her. Looked to me like she could have been...
fouled.
Clarkson looked like she reached on her. They called the travel first.
Call it bringing up the ball. Passes to Cole. She just barely gets it over the timeline. Passes it to Hazen. Passes it to Collip. Under the basket, miss.
Just a little short from Collip.
Yeah.
Ball for Macon County.
McKelleny's
got the ball. Breaks the press. Brings it across. Passes to a wide open.
She broke that press with ease.
A wide open Howard. Put it off the glass and in. Williams is really frustrated. Brashear had the ball right here at the half-court line. They had two defenders there, and McKenna just drove right past them.
Yep. Tigers called the timeout. 6:05 left in the second period. Brashear leading 14-6.
What have you thought so far of the game, Seth?
Oh, there's been some tough defense from each team, but I have to say, Macon County's pretty good, but I think our Tigers will beat them.
That's a wise observation, Seth.
I know.
Here we go. Brashear to take the ball out on the other side of the court. Looks like Macon County is going to run a little bit of a press here. Seemed to work for him a while ago. Brashear gets the ball into Clarkson, and she loses it with strip. Finally got it back to Cole.
Cole dribbles up the court. Gets past the timeline.
Holds it to
Passes it to Hazen.
Macon County is really having some good upper defense, but because of the upper defense, the bottom defense lacks, and Hazen was able to drive in and put up a layup that time. Macon County with the ball. They get it across the Brashear press. A bad pass from Howard was picked off by Salter. She gets the ball to Cole. Gets it across the court. Gets it down to Hazen at the left block. Kicks it back out. Collett put up the shot, and it was no good. Cole with the ball right wing. Holds for Hazen.
Cole shoots a three. Misses. Holly Hazen with a tough defense.
Hazen went down for the rebound, but fell out of bounds, and the ball went to Macon County. 5:14 left in the half. Brashear leads 16-6.
The pass was made, going to Cassandra Kitchen, but Brooke Salter deflected it.
Salter deflected it, and while doing so, hit McClaney right in the nose. They called a foul on Salter for that. It was a tough foul.
Her nose might bleed.
Cassandra Kitchen with the ball.
Clarkson
with the steal. Goes up for a left. She was fouled. No good. She'll shoot free throws.
Go, Bridget. Bridget with an excellent year this year. Is at the free throw line. She dribbles. Complete silence. She missed her first shot.
A little strong on the first shot.
Yeah. I think she'll come through on the second one. Oh, she did.
And she is happy. Yep. And well-deserved happiness for Clarkson here.
Yep.
McClaney with the ball for Macon County. Gets across to Howard. Mm-hmm. Dribbles right through the defense. Puts up the shot, but they're calling it on the floor foul from Brashear. Foul is on Cole.
Shooting 1-1.
1-1. That's Brashear's seventh foul.
Yep.
Score is 17-6 in favor of Brashear. 5:01 left in the half.
She makes it, and we're shooting another one. She missed her second one, but the rebound by Salter. Yeah.
But Fisher managed to get her hands on it, called the jump ball, and possession arrow was in favor of Macon County.
Salter's looking pretty ticked.
Macon County gets it into Mallett, holds at the right wing. Pass was almost picked off by Kelsey. Instead, found McClaney. She missed the shot. Rebounded by Howard. Gets it back out to Fisher. Gets it into Howard. Passes across to the left block for...
Passes it to McKelleny.
Kitchen. Gets it back out to McKelleny. Holds.
He dribbles it.
Right wing.
Tough defense was played by Bridget Clark.
The pass went to nobody that I could see straight out of bounds in favor of Brashear.
Well, not unless it was into the cheerleaders.
Pays an inbounds. Gets it into Kelsey. I guess she's running the point again for Brashear. Interesting strategy here. Gets it across the call-up, left wing. There was a flashing Ashley Clarkson there that might have had a shot, but call-up held instead. gets it back out to Kelsey, top of the key, dribbles right, holds, gets it into
Hazen.
Hazen caught it right elbow, dribbled across left, gets it to Kelsey, passes into Clarkson, passed out to Hazen, left elbow, she put it up, nothing but nylon from Hazen. Timeout from Macon County. With 4:05 left in the first half, Brashear leads 19-7. Well, so far, Seth, it's been a pretty fast-paced game. What do you think?
Why, indeed it has been, Tyler. Very fast-paced. Macon County with third defense, but our Lady Tigers are still overcoming them with our three shooting and our tough offensive press.
That press has been a vicious attack for Brashear, and it's worked.
Indeed it has.
It's worked well for us. Although Macon County, I have to give them credit. Their press has worked well for them, too.
Referees are ready for the game. Looking a little bit confused. And they're saying it is.
It's Macon County ball, I believe. Brashear sets up that press. In for Brashear is Hazen, Kelsey, both the Clarkson, I call them Clarkson duo,
yeah,
and a call-up for Brashear. Fisher to inbound for Macon County. She gets it into McKelleny. She gets it across half court with ease again. They did a well job that time of getting the ball across. Designed the play.
McKelleny with the screen. No good. McKelleny has the ball again. Bridget playing some tough defense. Passes it to Mallett. Passes it back to Mallett.
McKelleny got the ball down to Howard, right wing. She holds.
Passes it back to Mallett.
Fisher has the ball for Macon County. Got it across to Howard. Guarded well by Hazen. All alone on that right side. McKelleny gets it across to Fisher. Holds at the top of the key. Guarded well by Chelsea Collup. Gets it into Howard. Guarded by Hazen. Back out to Fisher, right side. Dangerous pass across the court to McKelleny, but she gets it. Gets it across to Mallett, right side. Passes into Howard.
Howard
puts up a shot. No good. Air ball. Rebounded by McKelleny. She walked the line there at that time. She was nearly out of bounds.
McKelleny in a little bit of defense. Passes it to Cassandra Kitchen. Passes it back to Fisher. Confused. Haley comes in. Just that's a perfect layup.
She robbed them blind that time. They didn't even see her coming. Just took it straight down the court for the layup. Brashear with their press again is doing wonders. This time, Macon County did a well job of breaking it again. Howard with the ball. Nearly lost it. Corrals it again. Gets it across to Mallett, and she was fouled by Bridget Clarkson. With 2:28 left in the first half, Brashear leads 21-7. And Mallett will be shooting a 1-1 for Macon County. Scudder and Moyer enter the game for Clarkson and Hazen. And here comes Cole for call-up.
This has been a very defensive game, Tyler.
It has, Seth. The first shot was no good. It was rebounded by Kelsey. Got it to Cole. Brings it across half court. Gets it into Moyer. Left wing. Gets it down to Scudder. Left block. Put it up. No good. Rebounded by Clarkson. She tried to put up a shot, and it was she was fouled in the process.
Farrington going in for Cassandra Kitchen.
I guess they aren't calling a foul here. They called it a jump ball. She looks like she was fouled to me. Meanwhile, they get it into
Cole. She fumbled the ball, passed it to Haley. Back to Cole.
Gets it into Clarkson. Oh, Clarkson loses the ball. Another jump ball, this time in favor of Macon County.
These girls look confused out here.
So am I. I thought that last one was a foul.
I could have swore it was too, Tyler.
Macon County's having trouble getting the ball in.
With our press breaker. I haven't seen this for a while, Tyler. This must be one of Coach Williams' sneaky plays.
Oh, the pass was intercepted by Cole. Put it on the floor. And I'm not for sure what he's called here. I guess the ball must have gone out of bounds while Cole had it.
Yeah.
She must have stepped out.
Passes to Barrington. She bubbles it. Passes it to McKelleny. She dribbles in. Danny Moyer with determination to get that ball.
And Brashear ball now. Moyer inbounds. Moyer made a dangerous pass across the line and was tipped by Howard out of bounds.
Yep.
He'll stay with Brashear. Cole with the ball for Brashear. Gets it into Moyer.
She shoots a three, but no good. Ashley Clarkson with the rebound. She missed it. And McKelney is serving up the court for a layup.
And she nailed
it.
1:20 left in the first half. 21-9 in favor of Brashear. On the inbounds from Cole to Moyer, apparently Cole stepped over the line, and it will be Macon County ball underneath the basket.
That's McKelleny. And it is knocked out of bounds.
They'll try it again. McKelleny to trigger for Macon County. Has trouble finding someone open. And 5 seconds is called. Great defensive set by Brashear that time.
Indeed it was, Tyler.
Now Moyer inbound for Brashear, same spot. Gets it into Kelsey, but the ball was knocked out of bounds by Mallett. It's a good defensive play by Mallett. Moyer will try it again here.
Moyer inbounds the ball to Cole. She dribbles it. Passes. Ooh, McKelleny intercepted that pass.
But double dribbled in favor of the Tigers again.
This is an ongoing, confusing game, Tyler.
It is. Moyer inbound for Brashear. Gets it into Cole. Gets it across timeline to Scudder. A pass to Clarkson was well placed. She put up the shot and was fouled by Macon County. Howard. Her first and the team's six, but she will shoot two. First shot rims out for Clarkson.
She looks frustrated. That foul must have had an impact on her.
Let's see if she can redeem herself here with the second shot.
Yep. She did. Nothing but nylon.
With 1:08 left in the first half, it's 22-9 in favor of Brashear. The press was put on again by Brashear, and Farrington
fumbled
mistakenly traveled with the basketball.
I thought it was a fumble.
We're not playing football here, Seth.
All right.
Even though some of the fouls have been awful dirty, aggressive, hard play by both teams here.
Yeah.
Kelsey with the ball for Brashear at the top of the key. Gets across to Moyer, right wing. Gets it into Clarkson, right elbow. Gets it across to Cole, left wing. Was an attempt of passing back to Clarkson, but McKelleny kicked the ball.
I think Curley got in the way.
So Brashear inbounds again. Gets it into Cole at the top of the key. Passes a lobby pass. It could have been intercepted if Macon County had been on as well. Anyway, gets it into Clarkson. Left elbow. A beautiful pass into Moyer. Right block. Put it up and in. 29 seconds left. Brashear picks off the inbound pass from Macon County.
But Kelsey's pass was way out of her hands.
Kelsey attempted to get the ball to Moyer, and it was a little wide.
Indeed it was.
Macon County inbound again. Brashear pass has been nothing but trouble for them.
Sheree Cole with the interception.
Another interception
at the top
from
of the key. She shoots his three, and nothing but air.
It was an open shot. She just didn't get enough mustard on it.
No.
Macon County with the ball. Brashear pestering them again with that press.
McKelleny goes
this
up the
time
court.
They broke it. Farrington put up a layup. No good. Rebounded by Scudder. 8 seconds left. Moyer with the ball. Slows the game down. They only got 3 seconds. Cole gets it across. Moyer with the shot. Off the rim.
Good.
No good. Rebounded by Clarkson. Put up. No
good.
So at the half, it's 24-9 in favor of Brashear.
And if you're not watching this game, you should watch the MU versus KU game tonight live on TV. Hello, this is Seth Wheeler, and I am back for BHS Broadcasting News.
There is 3:50 to go at halftime, and for sure girls have just made their way onto the court.
My co-host Tyler Killen is coming up the stairs right now and is prepared to join me. Macon County is now making their way back onto the floor.
So, what were your, what did you think about the first half, Seth?
Very intense and well-played defense by these both teams of ladies.
Well observed, Seth.
Yeah. I just got done telling the audience of how you making your way on to the broadcasting.
Well, here we are. And we'll be back to bring you the second half in just a couple minutes.
Have to pause for a short food break.
As we get prepared to start the second half, the Tigers are leading 24-9. And it appears like it's the Tiger ball. For the Tigers, they send out Danny Moyer, Holly Hazen, Sheree Cole, Chelsea Collip, and Haley Kelsey. The Macon County Raiders send out Fisher, Howard, Mallett, McClaney, and Cassandra Kitchen. And here we go. Cole with the ball for Rashier. Gets it to Moyer. Brings it across top key. Gets it down to Cole. Left corner. Gets it into Haley Kelsey. Left block. Put up the shot. No good. Rebounded by Macon County and Fisher. Fisher gets it to McClaney. She holds. Gets it across half court. Passes into Mallett. Gets it down to Cassandra Kitchen. Left block. Blocked by Kelsey. And she stole the ball. Got it to Cole. Bring it across half court.
Passes to Moyer. Soon passes it to Kelsey. And passes it to Sheree Cole, but she fumbles and loses it, and it is now Macon County's possession.
Fisher to inbound for Macon County. Got it into McClaney. She takes it across half court. Was challenged by Hazen. She'll pull it back, and she holds now at the top of the key to set up the offense. She holds, gets it across to Fisher, just outside the three-point arc. Tried to get it into Cassandra Kitchen, but
off Kelsey's foot.
Kelsey kicked out of bounds.
Oh. Passes to McKelney. She makes a three, and it's nothing but nylon.
She nailed that for Macon County. Now Macon County sets up a press from against Brashear. Cole breaks the press, gets it across half court. She gets it to Danny Moyer at the left wing, dribbles into the free throw line, passes back out to Collip, and she missed a 15-footer, rebounded by Howard. She gets it to McClellany, holds right side.
She's at the top of the key now, passes. She just passes it to Howard. She misses the shot with the rebound. Haley Kelsey gives the Lady Tigers the possession.
With 6:15 left in the third quarter, it's 24-12 in favor of Brashear. Cole with the ball, gets it across to Hazen. Passed it to a cutting Cole. She didn't look.
McKelney with the layup, and she makes it.
McKelney was right on that, and Cole wasn't paying attention, and McKelney just took it from us.
She came out of nowhere.
Meanwhile, Collip did a nice job of dribbling down the court and going up for a layup and was fouled by Macon County number 32, Fisher.
Cole inbounds it to Kelsey. She passes it to Cole. Left arc. Passes it to Kelsey. Passes it back to Cole. Passes it to Danny.
Moyer. And she was fouled. That'll be Macon County's second foul. And it was on Fisher. And it was on Cassandra Kitchen, her second. Kelsey got the ball into Moyer, and Moyer was stripped by McKelleny, and she brings the ball up for Macon County.
She's at the top of the key now. Passes it to
Fisher.
Fisher. Passes it back to Cassandra Kitchen. Passes it to Mallett. Passes it to McKelleny, and she missed the three. But Howard with the rebound, but Danny soon took it away from her. Moyer.
Cole with the ball for Rashir at the top of the key. Gets it across to Haley Kelsey, right wing, just inside the three-point arc. She misses. Rebounded by Cole. Dribbles right side. Gets it across to Hazen on the baseline. Passes to Kelsey at the top of the key. Kicks across left side to Collip. She dribbles baseline. Puts up a shot and was fouled by Howard. Macon County is accumulating a lot of fouls early in the second half. What do you think about that, Seth?
A lot of fouls.
Call up now at the free throw line, attempting her two shots.
Yeah, she'll have two shots here.
Misses the first one just by a hair.
Good form, just couldn't find the mark.
Nope. Attempting for her second one.
Strong on that one.
But Chelsea showing her hard work and determination. It falls down on the ground to get the ball.
Jump ball, however, the possession are favored Macon County, and they'll take it out of bounds. Heavy press by Rashir again. Macon County having trouble breaking it. Oh, Farrington was open across for the half court pass, and she caught it, and then was promptly fouled by Rashir. No, they're saying the ball went out of bounds off of Macon County. I sure looked like we fouled them, but I won't complain.
Moyer with the ball now. Passes it to Cole. Cole at the top of the key now, dribbling to the right arc. Passes it to Moyer, top of the key. Passes it to Cole. And
oh, she nailed the three-point shot. Macon County with the ball, breaking the press. They broke the press with ease again that time. Oh, two of their players collided. The ball was stolen by Collip. She breaks the other side, puts up a shot, no good. Rebounded by Fisher, having trouble. Gets it out to McKelleny. Passes to a wide open Cassandra Kitchen. She puts up the layup off the left side, and it was good. Rashir Ball, Macon County with the press. Cole brings it across half court. She broke that press pretty good.
Yeah.
Moyer with the ball for Rashir. Kicks it out to Kelsey for the three. Just a little short. Rebounded a scrappy Danny Moyer, couldn't come up with it. And instead, Macon County got it and kicked it out to Mallett, brought it up the floor, decided to pull back, kicked it out to Fisher at the top of the key.
Passes it to Farrington. She shoots a three, but she got nothing but net.
I think Cole got a hand on that and partially blocked that. A good defensive effort by Cole.
McKelleny at the top of the key, passes it to Fisher. She dribbles it and passed Collip. Cole
again with the poke at it. Instead, it looked like Fisher got her hands on it and tried to kick it out to Cassandra Kitchen, who got the ball and was fouled by Chelsea Collip. Kitchen appears to have jammed a finger on that play.
Ouch.
Macon County with the ball. Clarkson entered the game for Chelsea Collip.
Fisher inbounds it to McKelleny. She dribbles right arc. Passes it to Mallett.
Mallett's having trouble deciding what to do with the ball, finally.
Cassandra Kitchen has the ball, passes it back to Fisher. Passes it to McKelleny, and she shoots, and she misses three.
rebounded at one point by Christina Scudder. She lost it into a scramble of girls. Finally, Danny Moyer comes up with the ball. Man, what a fight.
How did that happen?
Cole with the ball for Bashir gets it to Ashley Clarkson, left wing. Pass to Moyer and was fought off by Fisher. Fought her off. McKelney ended up getting the ball, going down and missing a layup. And Cole with the ball out for Bashir now. Gets it across half court. Holds at the top of the key. Finds Clarkson on the right post. Gets it across to
Ashley Clarkson. Christine Scudder with the rebound. And off the glass. It goes in.
This is a well-played shot by Christina Scudder. Waited for the rebound, got the ball, put it up and in.
McKelney bringing the ball up the court, calling some type of play. Passes it to Mallett. Passes it to Farrington at top of the key, left arc.
Fisher holds at the left elbow, kicks it across to Cassandra Kitchen. She holds right wing, finds Fisher.
Fisher. Passes it to Farrington. She shoots a three, and she misses. Danny Moyer with the rebound.
Farrington has kind of an odd-looking shot. It's kind of a oomph-type shot with all the both hands and stuff. I've never seen a shot like that. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
A minute 39 left in the third quarter. Bashir leading 29-16.
Haley Kelsey traveled with the ball for Bashir to...
Brooke Salter now in for Haley Kelsey.
It's a Macon County ball. McCloney with the ball, brings it across half court, holds, sets up an offense,
passes it back to Fisher, passes it to Farrington, passes back to McCloney. She dribbles trying to get an open post entry.
Pass was broken up by Cole, but still found its mark in Mallett.
Fisher now has the ball, top of the key. She dribbles right, passes it to McKelney, passes it to Farrington, and off the
glass. Farrington cut from the left side to the right side, and nobody picked her up. It was a wise move by Farrington. Meanwhile, Bashir has the ball, broke the Macon County press. Hazen has the ball for Bashir, left wing, gets across to Cole, passes down into Clarkson, left baseline, gets it into left block. Christina Scudder passes to a cutting Brooke Salter, missed it, rebounded by Scudder. She missed it, rebounded, put up a shot, and was fouled the second time. Just a strong urge and will from Christina Scudder to get that ball. So with 40.5 seconds left in the third quarter, the score is 29-18. Scudder to shoot two free throws. Hit the first, 30-18 now. Haley Kelsey checks in for...
I think it was Clarkson who checked in.
Was it? Anyway, on the floor now is Clarkson, Salter, Christina Scudder,
Hazen, and Kelsey.
Making County ball after Clarkson hit the second free throw.
McKelney is bringing it up the court, trying to run some type of play, but Clarkson's defense is too tough. Passes to Fisher, passes it to Farrington, passes it back to... Mallett passes it to McKelney, and Fisher with the shot, and she missed.
I believe they're going to call Christina Scudder on the foul with an attempted rebound.
Yeah.
22.7 seconds left for Macon County here in the third quarter. The press was just too much for Macon County, and they lose the ball out of bounds.
McKelney turned over the ball.
Bashir has it with 22 seconds on the clock.
Haley
gets
Kelsey
it into Kelsey. Kelsey is triple teamed. Finally got it to Hazen. Hazen finds Salter with 12 seconds left. Salter dribbles right side. Kicks it out to Kelsey with
Kelsey
8 seconds.
With three.
Put up the three. No good. Rebounded by Salter. 6 seconds. Pass to the other team. McKelney brings it across the court. The ball is loose. The ball rolls out of bounds. No time remaining. After three, it's 31-18 in favor of Bashir. Thank you. And we're getting onto the court now for fourth quarter action. 31-18 in favor of Brashear. It'll be Brashear ball. He's in the inbound. She gets it to Kelsey, who fires across the court to Salter, who promptly traveled with the ball. Macon County ball. Fisher to inbound for Macon County. Gets it into McKelvey. McKelvey at the top of the key, puts on a faster dribble, gets inside, puts up a shot, no good. Out of bounds, now in favor of Brashear ball. Cole checks in for Kelsey. Hazen inbounds. Macon County has put on a press again. Hazen finds Cole. Double team. Finds Hazen. Gets it back to Cole. Cross half court. And Fisher put a block on Cole. That'll be the fifth team foul. Two for Brashear. Cole has the ball for Brashear at the top of the key. Finds Hazen, right wing. Holds. Gets it to Christina Scudder at the free throw line. Ball was poked out of bounds by Macon County. They changed the call, and now they're calling it poked out of bounds by Brashear in favor of Macon County. 7 minutes left to go in the game.
Farrington with the ball, passes it to Mallett. McKelney with the three, and she missed. But Farrington with the rebound, and she made it.
Once again with that odd-looking shot, but she got it to go.
Yeah.
Cole was having trouble getting the ball across with the Macon County press. Found Hazen, and Hazen was fouled by Mallett, I believe.
Timeout called by Coach Williams. And I was noticed an update by Matthew Caldwell that Mizzou is up 8 at the half against Kansas State.
That would prove to be a big upset for the Missouri Tigers.
I know.
Meanwhile, the Brashear Tigers are winning 31-20 with 6:53 left to go in the game. What has your assessment been of the game tonight, Seth?
It's been a tough game to broadcast.
Brashear ball, Moyard inbound.
Cole with the ball, dribbling up the court. Mallett. Nope.
Cole lost the ball, but it was understandable because she was quadruple teamed. She had nowhere to pass. She was just mauled by Macon County defenders. McKelvey with the ball for Macon County.
Passing it to Mallett. Back to
Fisher on the right wing. Gets it into Mallett. Finds a cutting Farrington.
Farrington.
Put up the shot. No good.
McKelvey with the ball. Passes it back to Fisher. She shoots and she misses with a foul on Bridget Clarkson, number 43.
Looked like the Oscars are coming up, you know, and looks like Fisher ought to audition because that was not a foul. I saw nothing of a foul that time. She even came up limping.
Yeah, Clarkson might have just had her jersey. Passes to Farrington, inbound it, she missed.
But she was fouled again. Brashear stacking up fouls now like crazy.
Foul was called by Brooke Salter. And Farrington is now shooting free throws.
She'll shoot two, I believe.
She makes her first one.
It was a kind bounce because it hit only front iron and had enough power to come up and over the rim and in.
Rao is now entering the game for Farrington. Moyer now inbounding the ball to Cole. shoot. Just about lost it there. Passes to Christina Scudder. Back to Kelsey. Back to Bridget Clarkson.
She made the shot, but was called for the walk.
Yeah, she did kind of fumble there a little bit.
Maybe just a little.
Passes into McClellan, but...
She was bombarded by Brashear defenders. Now she's triple-teamed. Finally finds Fisher at the free throw line. That ball rolled around and around and around and finally went home. It's now 31-24 with 6 minutes left in the game.
Cole down the top of the key. Passes to Clarkson. She fumbles it. Mallett with the ball. Passes to McClellany. Back to Fisher. No, back to Mallett. Back to McClellany. She's at the top of the key now. Sheree Cole plays the test defense on her. Passes it back to Howard. Howard trying to set up a play. Passes it back to McClellany. She shoots a three, but no good. Kelsey with the ball. She dribbles.
Kelsey on a wide open break. Takes it left side. Put up a jumper. No good. Looks like she could have gone on in for the layup.
Yeah. With her height, she should have went in.
Yeah. She at least could have drawn a foul. Yeah.
McClellany now with the ball. Passes it to Fisher.
Fisher nailed the shot. Just inside the arc. The score is now 31-26 with 5:11 left in the game.
Macon County now calling a 30-second timeout.
Macon County is fighting and scratching to get back in this game.
White ball.
What do you think Brashear needs to do to maintain and to add to this lead, Seth?
I think we just need to maintain our offense and play some tough defense. And whenever there's an open shot, shoot it. Call it now with the ball. Passes it back to Kelsey. Passes it back to Collip.
Left baseline.
They're triple teaming there, Tyler. Passes it to Cole. Oh, back door was
that
open.
Is what we need to do. Cole just cut to a wide open right side, put up the layup. Oh, it's a beautiful play.
Fisher now bringing the ball up the court. Passes it to Howard. Passes it to McClellan. She dribbles it out to the top of the key looking for a play. Passes it to Howard. Passes it to Mallett. Passes it back to Fisher.
Reached by Christina Scudder will send Howard to the line.
Farrington going in for Cassandra.
I guess
Bill
that's
Ralph.
Just six fouls on the Macon County. We won't shoot yet. Brashear better watch their foul situation. And promptly, Haley Kelsey was called on a. She fouled Howard on a shot. It looked like a clean block to me.
Yeah.
Howard to shoot one and one. Or no, she'll shoot two.
Missed her first one.
The score is 33-26, 4:28 left in the game.
She made her second one. Danny Moyer now inbounding the ball to Sheree Cole. She's double teamed. Back to Moyer. Back to Kelsey. Back to Cole. She's dribbling out of court. Back to Kelsey. Kelsey now passes back to Cole at the top of the key. She passes to Moyer, trying to set up a play. Kelsey with the fake. She goes in, and she makes it.
Put up the layup. It was a good head fake by Collip. Kelsey with an attempted steal here.
Collip's known for them head fakes.
Kelsey knocked the ball out of bounds, and Macon County retained possession. No, Macon County tipped it out of bounds. Excuse me.
Passes to Cole. She shoots a three but misses.
Oh, man. While Mallett was trying to get the ball up the court to McClellany, Cole just stuck up her hands and just swatted the ball out of bounds. And it looks like Brashear has an injured player here.
Hold on, Tyler. This could be bad.
I
I believe it's Tanny Moyer. She's really in pain. This could be a tragic loss for Brashear. I didn't really see what happened with the big... there was a big pile up here, and I didn't see what was going on.
All I saw was a block by Sherry Cole.
I mean, it was a good one. Meanwhile, there's 35. There's 3 minutes and 56 seconds left in the game. The score is 35-27 in favor of Brashear. Moyer's still down.
They helped her up. Looks like it's a leg problem. I can't tell which one. She appears to be Coach Williams and her mother are practically carrying her off. But
luckily, it wasn't nothing too serious.
I think she'll be okay. I don't know that for sure, but she was. She battled through it to get off the court anyway. Hazen checks in for Moyer, and we'll resume play here.
Passes to Collip. She, with the head fake, passes it to Cole back to Collip. Collip at the top of the key, passes it back to Cole. Right wing. Haley Kelsey with the ball, passes it back to Cole. Cole dribbling to the top of the key now, hoping to start a play. Passes it to Collip by the left wing. Then passes it to Christina Scudder.
Put up the shot, no good, was fouled. She'll shoot two.
Foul was on Howard, that's her fourth.
It appears she'll stay in the game. No. Here comes Cassandra Kitchen checking in for... No, Howard is going to stay. Farrington comes out.
Farrington. Christina Scudder missed her first one, but she will come back and make her second, like always.
Howard does come out in favor of Amber Kitchen. Second shot in the air. Nothing but nylon. 36-27, 3:34 left in the game.
Just like I said.
Megan County with the ball. Fisher finds a wide open mallet in the middle.
Pass was to McClellany, but it soon went out of her hands and is now Macon County's possession.
Kelsey with a tip ball out of bounds. Macon County with the timeout.
30 seconds.
Brashear has a 9-point lead here. It's 36-27. What do they need to do to hold on to this lead, Seth?
I think they just don't need a foul and play some tough defense. Work their plays, and this will turn out to be one heck of a ball game.
As always, Seth with some more inspirational notes. Macon County ball, 3:27 left in the game.
Fisher inbounds it to McClellany. She shoots a three from right wing, and she missed.
The rebound somehow traveled back to Fisher, and she holds on the right side, gets it back to McClellany, right wing, gets it into Fisher, 15-footer, no good, rebounded by Holly Hazen with the aggressive rebound.
She's getting hot tonight.
They must have called the jump ball. I thought it was sole possession from Hazen.
So did I.
Macon County with the ball now.
McClellany,
left wing.
She tried attempting shooting the three, but Haley Kelsey with the stuff. Now Macon County entering the ball again. Working on some screens.
having trouble getting it.
Passes right to Collip.
Collip turned around and bam, there was the ball. She finds Cole, and I would think Brashear would run into a stall now.
Collip now with the ball, passes it to Kelsey. She shoots three.
A little off the mark.
Yeah.
Attempted save by Hazen was no good, and the ball will go to Macon County. Brashear.
Howard checking in for Amber Kitchen for Macon County.
Brashear puts on that press. It's passes. Broken by McKellen, and she attempted to make a lead pass to Howard, but the ball was deflected out of bounds.
Didn't look like it was deflected, Tyler. It looked like she just done that on purpose. Oh, it might have been deflected because it's now their possession. McClellan, he passes it to Cassandra Kitchen, passes it back to Mallett, passes it back to McClellan. She tried going in, but Kelsey showed her who was false.
Kelsey told her not to bring that weak stuff and promptly rejected the ball out of bounds.
Yep. Fisher now entering the ball, passes it to McClellan, right wing. She tries the three. She missed.
A little short, rebounded by Hazen.
Kelsey now passes it to Cole. Cole dribbling up the court. Makes it past the timeline. She's being double-teamed now, but she easily gets around that. Passes it to Kelsey. Passes it back to Cole. Passes it back to Kelsey. Christina Scudder posting up. Kelsey passes it back to Colt. Colt attempting to do a play. Passes to Cole. She's at the top of the key now. Passes it to Kelsey. She shoots a three, and it is not good.
A little strong on the three.
But Howard tried dribbling up the court, but it just poof went out of her hands.
Howard had a little trouble with the ball and just slipped out of her hands there.
Passes to Cole. She's at the top of the key now.
Cole leads the brigade for an obvious stall for Brashear.
Hazen now with the ball. Passes it back to Cole, top of the key. Passes it to Hazen. She attempts to get past Macon County. Chelsea was now the layup, and she was fouled.
Collip was fouled. She'll shoot a couple. 1:39 left in the game. The score is 36-27.
I think we might actually pull out a win on this, Tyler.
The shot is up, hits the rim, rolls around, and finally falls for Collip. Second shot is in the air. Splash. 38-27, 1:39 left to go, Macon County ball.
Collip now sitting down on the bench after her free throw she made.
Collip exits in favor of Ashley Clarkson.
Pass to McClellany, but Clarkson knocked it out of her hands.
With 1:36 left, it's 38-27. Brashear ball now.
Full timeout by Macon County.
Well, it appears like Brashear will hang on in the event of a miracle. What led to the success of the Tigers here tonight, Seth?
It was their defense and hard work.
Well put.
Tigers now entering the floor after the full timeout called by Macon County. Hazen trying to inbound the ball for the ladies. Macon County now entering the court. Hazen inbounds the ball to Kelsey.
Kelsey cut across the court for the layup. Missed it. Rebounded. Put back is good.
She had her own rebound on that one.
It was a beautiful design play. Macon County, I don't know if they had their eyes closed on it or what, but it worked great for them.
Yep.
Macon County with the ball. Howard with the ball from Macon County. Gets it across to Mallett. Got it to McClellany. She put up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Howard. Put up a shot. She missed it, but it was fouled, and she'll shoot a couple. We got a report that Nanny Moyer will be okay. That's good for Brashear. Howard missed her first shot. It's 40-27, 1:11 left in the game.
Brooke Salter going in for Holly Hazen now.
Hazen with the well-deserved ovation here.
Howard with her shot. She missed it. Kelsey now taking it out of bounds. Passes it to Cole. Passes it back to Kelsey. Passes it to Salter.
Ooh. Oh. She's dribbling up the court.
Salter by the walk. The feet shuffled, but they didn't call anything.
Cole
1 minute now in the game.
Passes it to Kelsey. She's being triple teamed. No, just double teams. Passes it back to Salter.
Salter was fouled here. She'll shoot a 1-1. With 54.3 seconds left, it's 40-28.
Farmington now going in the game for Rao.
First shot by Kelsey is on its way. It's up. It's good. She was rewarded by a second shot here. It's now 41-28. Second shot on the way. No good. Rebounded by Farrington. She holds. Gets it to Fisher. Gets it across to Mallett. Finds Howard. And Howard
fumbles the ball. It goes out of her hands.
Howard appeared to be open for a jump shot at the least. And she had a little trouble fumbling with it. Lost out of bounds.
Kelsey now in the battle of the ball to Clarkson. Passes it back to Kelsey. She's dribbling up the court as the point guard. Running into a little bit of hesitation. She passes it to Brooke Salter. Passes it back to Kelsey. It appears we're stalling for time, Tyler.
The Brashear's in a stall, and Macon County commits another foul here. No, they just swatted out of bounds. It'll stay with Brashear. 30 seconds left. 41-28. The score is in favor of Brashear. Kelsey gets it into Salter. She holds. She was blocked. I believe we're into the double bonus. She'll shoot a couple.
That's four fouls on Fisher.
And Amber Kitchen going in for Howard. Sorry there, folks. I just had a little burp.
Salter's first shot is no good. Second shot is no good. Rebounded by
Mallett. She fumbles the ball. Brooke Salter down on the ground. Passes it back to Fisher. Passes it to Rao. She shoots and she misses. Rebound by Mallett. Three Macon County people are on the ground. Passes to Christine Scudder, passes to Brooke Salter.
Bridget Clarkson just jumped up and grabbed that ball. 5 seconds left. Macon County will have a last desperation shot here.
Fisher now inbounding the ball to Farrington. Passes it back to...
She launches a cross court, no good. This was the Brashear girls and Macon County girls. I'm Tyler Killen.
And this is Seth Wheeler, and we are out of here.
Stay tuned for the boys' game and John Slavin.
If you're just joining us, this is John Slavin broadcasting to you tonight from the Brashear Gymnasium. We're 4 minutes out from the third game from tonight's opening matchups of the Brashear tournament. In the last game, the Brashear girls come out on top of Macon County 41-28. Behind the whole team effort, Kimberly Elsie was out with an illness tonight. Danny Moyer went down with a hard fall, and so we had a game typified by people playing out of positions. But in the final analysis, the Tigers win it 41-28. On deck, we have the boys' game between the Brashear Tigers and the Macon County Raiders. The players for the Macon County Raiders starting the lineup are number 5, Ben Shoemaker. Number 10, number 32, Pate. And number 34, Souther. That would be... Okay, the starting lineup for the Macon County Raiders is number 5, Shoemaker. Number 10, Atha. Number 32, Pate. Number 34, Souther. I'm missing one. Caroline, who's the other one? And for Brashear, it's Brett Platts, Linhart, Watson, Clarkson, and Bill Elam. Oh, Farrington is the other starter for Macon County. And it'll be Farrington to go to the line against Linhart. We'll be underway here in just a moment. Ball's up. The Tigers control the tip-off. Clarkson with the ball, and Watson hands it off to Platts, who'll bring it up towards the timeline. Walks across the timeline, top of the key, over the right-hand side, passes into paint to Clarkson. Turnover to Macon County, and they're going to take it all the way. And for the kind of a wide layup, it goes in. And then the Raiders are on the board first, 2-0, with 7 minutes, 38 seconds left in the first period. Platts brings it across the timeline, dribbles the right side, hands it to Linhart, cross court to Watson on the left-hand side. Pass back out to Platts at the top of the key, back to the left-hand side to Watson. Cross court to Linhart on the right wing. He's going to shoot for three. Off the rim, no good. Watson with the rebound. He passes it back to Clarkson at the free throw line. He kicks it back to Platts, who's going to drive it into the right side to the baseline. Off the glass is good. We're all knotted up at 2. 7 minutes, 7 seconds left. Raiders bring it across the timeline and pass it up to the left block shot, and there's a foul. The basket's going to be good. Fouls on 41, Bill Elam. First foul of the game. Souther will go to the line. His shot is up and good. It's no good. In and out. Raiders get the rebound. Shoot from three from the left-hand side, and it's good. Coach Copeland takes the timeout. And Macon County is quickly on top, 7-2. 6 minutes, 54 seconds left in the first period. Tigers take the court. Elam, Clarkson, Watson, Platts, and Linhart. Linhart will inbound it on the far side. Linhart loses the handle on it with the turnover. It'll be the Raiders' ball. Farrington will inbound it for the Raiders. Souther in the game for the Tigers. Linhart will come back to the bench. Atha with the ball, top the key. Platts with the steal. And there's a little bit of a scrum, but Farrington comes up with it. Shot from the left-hand side is in and out. Clarkson with the rebound. Platts will bring the ball back the other way. Platts brings it across the timeline up at the top of the key. Passes it over to Watson on the right wing. Back to Platts, top of the key. He's going to shoot that pro three-point shot, but it's no good this time. He comes in for his own rebound, causes a jump ball. It'll be the Raiders' ball with the arrow in their favor. Farrington will inbound it for the Raiders to awaiting Atha. Atha back to Farrington, back to Atha. Atha brings it up across the timeline, hands it off over to Pate. on the left side. Back to eighth at top for Key. Back to Pate. Back to Farrington on the left wing. Back to the left corner to Shoemaker. Back up top the key, right into Platz's hands, and his nice finger roll shot is good. 7-4, Macon County. 5:56 left in the first period. Pate with the ball, brings it across the timeline, picks up the dribble, gets it into Atha in the lane. Back over the right hand side to Shoemaker. His shot is up and good. 9-4, Macon County. Platz with the ball for the Tigers. He brings it back the other way, comes across the timeline in a hurry, passes it over to Elam on the left side. His shot is wide open and good. 9-6, Macon County. Pate with the ball. Brings it up across the line. Salter was waiting there for him and moved a little bit, and the foul is going to be called on Salter right at the half court. Second team foul on the Tigers, first on Salter. Ball is inbounded to Pate, who walks it across the timeline. Passes it over to Farrington on the left side. Back out to Atha, top of the key. Back to Farrington, the left wing. Back out to Atha. Back to the left corner, shots up and good for three. 12-6, Macon County. Platz with the ball for the Tigers. He brings it up across the timeline, up to Watson in the right wing. Back out to Platz. Back to Watson in the left, the right corner, I should say. Back out to Platz at the top of the key. Platz resets the offense, kicks it over to Salter on the left wing. Back to Watson at the top of the key. Watson over to Platz on the left wing. Platz is going to drive it in the lane. His shot is up and no good, but he's fouled. Platz will go to the line to shoot two. Foul is on Shoemaker. That should be his first. Yes, it is. 12-6, Macon County with the advantage. Platz's shot is up and bounces off the front end of the rim and goes in. Gets the Tiger roll. Platz's second shot is up, and it's nothing but net this time around. Macon County inbounds it to Farrington, to Atha. Tigers with the press. They break the press, coming across. Pate with the ball. He takes it in, passes it across the lane. Goes out of bounds. It'll be the Tigers' ball. Salter inbounds it to Platz, and Platz is going to walk it back the other way. No pressure defense by Macon County. Platz kicks it over to Salter on the left-hand side. Back to Platz at the top of the key. Platz dribbles it around the right side of the lane to the baseline. Takes it up, kicks it out to Elam, whose shot from the free throw line is good. Tigers clawing their way back into this thing. Pate with the ball, and he's going to walk with it. No, he double dribbles it. Same effect. It'll be Tigers' ball. 10-12, Macon County. 4 minutes, 3 seconds left in the first period. Salter inbounds it to Platz. Platz guarded by Pate. Brings it across the timeline at the top of the key over to Salter on the left wing. Salter back out to Watson at the top of the key over to Platz on the right wing. He's going to drive the baseline, kicks it back out to Clarkson. Clarkson takes it up, and the shot is good, but he's fouled. He's going to go to the line for the three-point opportunity. So we're all knotted up at 12 at 3:45 left in the first period. Clarkson will have an opportunity to put the Tigers on top for the first time in the game. Clarkson's shot is good. Macon County drives in the lane, kicks it back out to Pate. His shot is no good. But Atha with the rebound over on the left-hand side. Looks to get it in the paint. Something of a scrum, goes out of bounds. And they're going to say it was off the Tigers. So it'll be Macon County's ball. Manaman will inbound it to awaiting Atha over the right-hand side to Pate. Pate back to Atha on the left wing. Atha back to Shoemaker in the left corner. Cross court over to Pate, who's wide open for three, but it's no good. Macon County with a putback attempt is no good, but there's a foul. Hettinger and Linhart in the game for the Tigers. The foul was on Travis Hettinger. Page's first shot is no good. 00 Baker in the game for Macon County. Shoemaker out. Page's second shot is good. So we're back to all tied up at 13. 3 minutes, 12 seconds left in the first. Platts will bring it back the other way. No pressure by Macon County. Passes over to Linhart in the paint, in the right blocks. Clarkson back to Linhart. He'll shoot from three for the right side, and it's good. Atha breaks the press and gets it up to Souther. There's going to be a foul called on Clarkson. Before the shot. So Macon County will inbound it. Gets it out to Manaman. Back to the left-hand corner to Pate. His shot is up and well short. But Macon County with the rebound. The reverse layup is good. That's by Souther. Platts will bring the ball back the other way. 16-15 Brashear. Platts brings it across the timeline. Passes it over to Linhart. Left-hand side. Tries to get in the paint to Clarkson. But Clarkson can't handle on to it. Gets it to Pate. He takes it back the other way. Puts it on the ground and rolls out. So it's going to be Tigers ball. 2 minutes, 21 seconds left in the first. Tigers lead at 16-15. Macon County takes a timeout. 14 fouls on the Tigers, 2 on Macon County. On the floor for Macon County is Souther, Baker, Atha, Pate, for the Tigers, Linhart, Platts, Watson, Clarkson, and Travis Hettinger. Linhart inbounds it to Platts, who will bring it up across the timeline, runs across the right-hand side, dishes it in to Clarkson, who takes it up and is fouled. Nice-looking runner there. Looked like Platts was going to take it all the way, but then he dumps it up to Clarkson at the very last minute. Macon County was out of position to defend it. So Clarkson will go to the line. It's the first foul on number 32, Pate. Clarkson shots up, and good. Farrington in the game for Macon County. Souther will be out. Clarkson's next shot is a little short. Macon County with the rebound. Pate digs, brings it across the timeline on the left-hand side. He guns it up and dishes it off to Atha on the right-hand side. Atha's shot for three is good. Macon County back up with the advantage, 18-17, 1:57 left in the first. Platts brings it across the timeline. Looks like he was going to take it into the lane, but lost a handle on it, so he had to come back and get the ball. Dumps it off to Watson over on the right-hand side. Watson drives it in the lane to Travis Hettinger. He did kind of a double shot, and I think or a double boot, and I think he's going to not sure what happened there. Tigers retain possession of the ball. Platts will inbound it all the way out to Linhart at the top of the key. Over to Platts on the right-hand side. His shot is up and good. 19-18, Brashear. Farrington to Pate. Pate takes it across the timeline back to Farrington at the top of the key. Farrington dumps it over to Atha on the right-hand side. Cross-court pass to Pate on the left-hand side. And he tried a little fancy spin move, and he walked with it. So it'll be Tigers ball. Linhart inbounds it to Platts. 1 minute, 16 seconds left in the first. Platts will walk it up across the timeline. No pressure defense by Macon County. Platts wants to take it in the lane. He does, loses the handle on it, but I think he's going to be called for a foul. Foul is called on Atha. That's his first. 14 fouls apiece. Platts kicks it out to Linhart up the top of the key. Pass over to Platts on the left-hand side. He runs it into the lane and gets his and Clarkson with the rebound back to Cale Watson on the right-hand side just inside the arc. Shot's no good, but then they're going to be called a jump ball. Kind of rolled over towards the Macon County bench. And it's going to be Macon County's ball. Inbound to Atha. Up ahead to Pate, who brings it across the timeline on the left-hand side. Back out to Atha up at the top of the key. Atha kicks it over the right-hand side to Pate. Pate back to Baker, the right corner. Back to Atha, whose shot for three is no good. Into the hands of Travis Hedinger. Ahead to Platts. Platts brings it across the timeline in a hurry on the left-hand side. Drives the baseline. His shot is no good, but he's fouled. And I think he was fouled before the... maybe before the shot. Foul is on number 50, which would be Farrington. That's his first. Tigers will inbound it. Platts into Clarkson. Oh, and Clarkson just lost the handle on it. And 30, Levitt, 33, is going to, was had the opportunity to take it coast-to-coast, but he was a little timid, I think. Kicked it back out to Farrington. Farrington on the left-hand side to Levitt up the top of the key. Back to Farrington. Pass into the paint to double zero. Shot's no good. Platts with the rebound. He'll bring it back the other way in a hurry. Comes across the timeline. Dribbles across the right side of the lane and takes it up himself. It's no good. Number five, Shoemaker with the rebound. I think they're going to call Platts with the foul. Yeah, probably a little frustrated the shot didn't go in. Got a little grabby. 6/10 of a second left in the first period. Long shot's no good, and so at the end of one, Tigers lead it 19-18. Five team fouls apiece on both teams. Evenly matched game. Tigers were almost out of it at the beginning of the game. Macon County was running away with it, but then the Tigers put the brakes on, clawed back in it, and from about the second half of the first period, it's been pretty much even. Seesaw back and forth with each team getting a point or two advantage. Macon County using most of their players. By my reckoning, everybody's been in the game except for number 24, Bach, for Macon County. On the floor for the Tigers are Jacob Shipman. I think this is his first appearance in the game. Clarkson, Watson, Platts, and Linhart. Linhart inbounds it to Platts, who will walk it across the timeline. And he takes it right in, but then dumps it over to Watson on the left-hand side. His shot is up and gets the Tiger roll, and it's good. Farrington inbounds it to Pate. Pate back to Farrington, and they lose the hand. Thought they lost the handle on it, but actually they passed it ahead to Baker, and his shot under the basket was good. Platts brings it across the timeline up at the top of the key, dribbles behind his back, kicks it over to Linhart on the left wing, cross court to Clarkson, but Clarkson was moving and lost the handle on it. Pate brings it across the timeline for Macon County, 21-20. Whoops. Pass was up towards the top of the key, and Watson tried to get a foot on it, and I think they got him for kicking. So Macon County retains possession of the ball into Baker in the lane. And his shot's no good, but he's fouled, so he'll go to the line to two-shoe. Foul is on number 43, which is Jacob Shipman. I believe that's his first foul. 16 fouls on the Tigers, 5 on Macon County. Baker's shot is up, and it's good. So, we're all knotted up again with 7 minutes, 10 seconds left in the half, 21-21. Baker with the opportunity to break the tie and put Macon County on top. And his second shot is up, and it's good. 22-21, Macon County. Platts will bring the ball back the other way. Walks it up the timeline, sets the offense. Guarded by Atha, and he takes it into the lane. His shot is off the glass and good. Atha has to think he's going to take it in the lane every time he has the ball. Macon County breaks the pass, kicks it over the left-hand side, pass to Levitt. But Shoemaker's pass was no good. Misses him completely, goes past the water fountain down the hallway. So the ball is retrieved, be Tiger's ball. Linhart inbounds it to Platts. Platts brings it across the timeline, guarded by Atha. Kicks it over to Watson over the right-hand side, back to Platts. Platts looked like he was going to go for three, but then does a nice spin move in the lane. Shot's no good. Kicks it back to Linhart. Linhart's shot from just inside the... he gets his own rebound, puts it up off the glass, and good. Inbound pass is off the hands of Macon County, and so Tigers are going to get it right back. Macon County takes the timeout. 6 minutes, 17 seconds left in the half. Tigers lead it 25-22. Into the timeout on the floor for Macon County is Atha, Shoemaker, Baker. On the floor for the Tigers, Clarkson, Shipman, Watson, Linhart, and Platts. Linhart inbounds it to Watson. Watson brings it across the timeline and to far side, dribbles between behind his back, takes it in the lane, and his shot's good. 27-22 Tigers. Atha with the ball, breaks the press, gets it up to Levitt. Baker takes it to the right, blocks, his shot is up and good. Platts will bring it back the other way for the Tigers. No pressure defense by Macon County. Platts over to Watson on the right side, into Clarkson on the right, blocks, his shot is up and good, and he's fouled. Nice looking turnaround jump shot. Foul is going to be on Baker. Let's see, that will be the first foul on Baker. 16 fouls apiece. 16 fouls apiece. Clarkson's shot is on its way, and it's no good. Atha brings it across the timeline. Kicks it back to Shoemaker, back to Atha, back to the right corner to Pate. Pate back out to Souther. Back out to Atha, top of the key, over to the left wing to Pate. Pate dribbles at the top of the key, kicks it back to Atha on the right wing, back out to Souther. Souther drives it in the lane, passes it to Shoemaker. Shoemaker's shot is up and good off the glass, and he's fouled. Foul is on Andrew Linhart. First foul on Linhart. Shoemaker to the line. His shot is up and no good. Clarkson with the rebound. He hands it off to Platts, and Platts will bring it back the other way. He's going to drive it in the lane, dishes it off to Watson on the left-hand side, and his shot just inside the arc is good. Pressure defense by the Tigers. Macon County Raiders break the press, and 32, Pate takes it to the rack. His shot's no good. Platts with the ball. He's going to drive it along the left-hand side, and they're going to call a foul before he got into the lane. Foul is on Pate. Platts just challenges him to foul him every time. Second foul on Pate, 17 fouls apiece. Platts' shot is up and almost automatic. 32-26, Tigers with the lead. Platts' second shot is good. 33-26. Raiders break the press. Atha takes it down to the right corner. Could have made a shot from there, but decided against it. Back to Shoemaker at the top of the key, over to Manaman on the left-hand side. Platts with the steal right to Watson. Watson takes it to the rack. Nice looking transition. Pate dribbles between his legs, tries to break the press, hands it off to Pate. Sorry, that's Manaman. Manaman gets it across the line, hands it off to Atha. Goes through Atha's hand, but I think it was last touched by a Tiger, so it's Macon County is going to retain possession of the ball. Manaman will inbound it. Pate with the ball up the top of the key. Pass into the lane. Kicks it back out to Atha, the right-hand side, back up the top of the key, back to the left-hand side, into Souther in the paint. And his shot is no good, but he's fouled. So Souther will go to the line. Foul is on 45, Danny Clarkson. That's his second. Souther's first shot is good. Riles around a little bit, but finally goes in. 35-27, Brashear. Elam in the game for Clarkson. Souther's second shot is no good. Tigers with the rebound. Jacob Shipman hands it off to Platts. Platts brings it across the timeline on the near side. Runs it in into the lane. Dumps it off to Watts on the right-hand side. His shot just inside the arc is good. Pressure defense by the Tigers. Ball goes out of bounds, but Macon County is going to retain possession of the ball. Manaman inbounds it to Pate. Pressure defense by the Tigers. Pate gets it across the timeline and hands it off to Jacob Shipman, but he stepped out of bounds, so Macon County will retain possession. Tigers lead by a dime, 37-27. Macon County inbounds to Atha. Atha to Pate. Pate up at the top of the key. Back to Atha in the left wing. Back out to Shoemaker at the top of the key. Cross court over to Manaman. Back to the right corner. Pass the top of the key to Souther. To Atha on the left wing. Atha steps inside the arc and his shot is up and good. No pressure defense by the Tigers. Platts brings it in. To Linhart, cross course to Elam. Elam takes it up and his shot's blocked. Macon County with the rebound. Pate brings it across the timeline on the far side, hands it off to Atha. Atha's shot is up and good. 37-31. Macon County has a bit of a run going here. Platts will bring the ball back the other way with 2 minutes 36 seconds left in the half. Platts brings it across the timeline to Linhart on the right hand side, back to Watson, top of the key. Linhart on the left hand side, his shot. He's no good, but he gets his own rebound, but loses the handle on it. Go out of bounds. It'll be Macon County's ball. Salter in for Linhart. Farrington will inbound it for the Raiders. Farrington to Pate. Pate up to Shoemaker. Shoemaker to Atha. Back to Shoemaker. His shot is no good, but 34 with the rebound. No good. Shot no good. A lot of sloppy play, but Macon County retains possession of it. Kicks it back out to Atha on the left-hand side. His shot for three is good. 37-34, Tigers. 1:57 left in the half. Platts will bring it up to the timeline. Kicks it up to Watson at the right wing. Back to Platts at the top of the key. He dumps it off to Salter of the left wing. Back to Platts up at the top of the key. Platts to Watson on the right-hand side. Watson's shot is good. Pressure defense by the Tigers. Pate brings it across the timeline, governed by Platts. They dish it off across the lane. And there's a foul. Foul is going to be on 43, Jacob Shipman. That's his second. 19 fouls on the Tigers. First shot by Shoemaker is no good. Shipman out of the game, heading to rim. Shoemaker's second shot is no good. Two people trying to get in the same place at the same time. Foul is going to be on Travis Hettinger. 10 fouls on the Tigers, so we're going to be in double bonus land here. I think the refs just realized that. Souther's shot is up and no good. 1 minute, 22 seconds left in the half. Souther's second shot is good. 39-35, Tigers. 1 minute, 22 seconds left in the half. Platts will bring the ball back the other way. Double teamed. Gets it over to Watson, the left wing. Cross court over to Salter on the right wing. Salter into Elam. Steal by number 50, Farrington. He takes it coast to coast. 39-37. 56 seconds left in the half. Platts will bring the ball back the other way. Double team on Platts. He breaks the double team, dribbles in the lane. About to lose the handle on it, and he does. Macon County with the steal. Pass into the paint to 34. His shot is up and in and out. Platts with the rebound. Gets it ahead to Kale Watson. And they're going to call a foul on Farrington. Kale Watson will go to the line for the bonus shots. 39-37 Tigers, 31.9 seconds left in the half. Watson's first shot is up, and it's in and out. Right out of the hands of Hettinger. He had a chance for it for just a second. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Macon County ball. 27 seconds left. Ball is inbounded to Atha. Atha's double teamed by Linhart. Watson breaks the double team, gets it across the right of the hands of 34 Souther, and I think Watson just ran right into him. I think they're both feeling some pain. Souther's first shot is good. Souther with an opportunity to tie it up with 18 seconds left in the half. Shot is no good. Platts with the rebound. He'll bring the ball back the other way. Comes across the timeline. Dribbles around the right-hand side. And he ran right into 34 Souther, and I think the foul's going to be on him. He hit him hard, too. 10 seconds left in the half. Platts will have an opportunity to add a couple more. Second foul on Souther. Souther will come out. Baker will come back in for Macon County. Tyler Killen in the game for Elam. Platts' shot is up and good. So he'll get to shoot again. Tigers lead at 40-38. Platts' second shot is short. Hettinger with the rebound, but actually bounced around, and Watson's going to have a chance to add to it. His shot is no good. Ball will go out of bounds with 1.1 seconds left in the half. Be the Tigers' ball. Let's see what they can do with it. With 1 second. Got a timeout. Not sure who called it, though. my able assistant tells me that it's Bashir's timeout. A full timeout. Which would be how many seconds? A minute. Which would be how many seconds? 60 seconds. All right. So with 1.1 seconds left in the half, Tigers lead at 40-38. On the floor for the Tigers were Watson, Platts, Killen, Linhart, and Hediger. Tigers getting their positions. Watson will inbound it for the Tigers. Inbound to Linhart just outside the arc, but his shot is a bit short. So at the end of the half, Tigers lead it 40-38. We'll be back in a minute, hopefully, with some totals. If you're just joining us in a girls game, Tigers won that 41-28 against Macon County. All right, looks like we've got leading scorer for the Tigers in the first half is Brett Platts with 13. Cale Watson hot on his heels with 12. Andrew Linhart with 8. Danny Clarkson with 6. And Bill Elam with 4. For Macon County, leading scorer is Blake Atha with 12. Pate with 7. Souther with 7. Baker with 6. Shoemaker with 4, and Farrington with 2.
Huh? All right.
So 5 minutes left on the clock at halftime. Tigers lead it at the break, 40-38. We'll be back in a few minutes for the rest of the second half of play. All right, here we go in the second half of play. Macon County with the ball. They run it around the arc, take it into the lane, and the ball goes out of bounds, but Macon County will retain possession of the ball. Macon County inbounds it out to Pate, who'll shoot for 3. Ball goes in and out, but Macon County gets their own rebound. Shoemaker with the putback. And we're all knotted up at 40 with 7 minutes 34 seconds left in the third. Platts will bring the ball back the other way. Over to Linhart, left wing, cross-court pass right into the hands of number 32, Pate, who brings it back the other way in a hurry. Farrington takes it along the baseline and kicks it back out to Shoemaker at the top of the key. Over to Pate on the left wing, back to the left corner. Back out to Shoemaker. He loses the handle on it. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Tigers' ball. Watson will inbound it to a waiting Platts. Platts to Salter on the left wing. Salter to Watson at the top of the key near the midcourt. Back to Platts on the right wing. Platts is going to drive it to the baseline and shoot from there. His shot is up and good. 42-40 Tigers. Farrington breaks the press, gets it across the timeline to Atha. Atha back to Farrington, over to 32 Pate, the left wing. Into the paint, back out the top of the key over the right wing. Shot is up and good for 3. Macon County with the first lead of the third period. Platts will walk it back the other way. Double team waiting for him. Pate and Atha. They get it to Watson, the right wing. Watson looks to get it in, but hands it back out to Platts at the right wing. Over to Salter at the left wing. Salter dribbles it in to the baseline. His shot is up and no good. Souther with the rebound. Souther will bring it all the way. Tries to do an alley-oop. A little bit too much fancy for this game. Goes out of bounds. Bitaga's ball. Watson inbounds to Platts. He'll bring it up to the double team over to Salter on the left-hand side. Salter looks to pass it in. Kicks it out to Watson up the top of the key. Watson takes it around the corner. His shot is up and no good. Souther with the rebound. Kick it up ahead to Shoemaker on the left side. His shot is up and good. Shoemaker's a big boy, but he has a nice stroke. 45-42, Macon County. Salter with a shot from the left-hand side is no good. Putting a double team on Platts, leaving Salter open. Farrington brings it across the top of the key to Souther. He kicks it back out to Pate on the left-hand side. And ball goes out of bounds. I'm not sure. Looks like they're going to just say it was off of Macon County. Watson inbounds it to Platts. No pressure by Macon County, but they got that double team waiting for him right at the half-court line. Over to Watson on the left-hand side to Clarkson in the paint. Over to Elam on the left, on the right side. His shot is up and no good. Pate takes it coast-to-coast, kicks it out to the right wing. Shot for three is up and no good. Elam kicks it out, but Macon County retains possession of the ball, and there's going to be a foul. It's probably going to be on Elam. No, it's on Brent Platts. 4:42 left in the third. Macon County on top, 45-42. To the line is Atha. His shot is up, and it's good. Atha's second shot is on its way, and it's good, too. Platts will bring the ball back the other way. Macon County's obviously decided that Platts, they're going to make Platts beat them. Platts drives at the baseline on the right-hand side, goes out of bounds. And I think Tigers will retain possession of the ball. Platts will inbound it into the basket. Platts out to Linhart, back to Elam on the right corner. He tries to get it in to Clarkson, to Linhart, to Watson. Steps just inside the arc, and they're going to call him for a travel. Coach Copeland doesn't like what he sees, and he takes the timeout. So with 4:24 left in the third period, Macon County with the lead, 47-42. Marion County, Macon County, Farrington inbounds it to Atha, back to Souther, who drives the lane, and they're going to say it was knocked out of bounds by the Tigers, so Atha will inbound it for Macon County. And gets it out to Page, he'll shoot for three, his shot's no good. And the Tigers with the rebound. Platts will bring it back the other way, he gets it across the timeline in a hurry this time. Drives around the left side of the lane. And he's going to be triple team. Gets it out over to Watson. Back to Elam. Elam's shot is up and it's no good. Shoemaker with the rebound. Shoemaker to Pate. Pate brings it across the timeline. Kicks it over to Atha on the right hand side. His shot is in and out. Macon County with the rebound. Shot is good and he's fouled. To the line will be Farrington. Foul is on Bill Elam. Second team foul on Elam. Two team fouls on the Tigers, none on Macon County. Farrington's shot is up and on its way. No good. And I think there's going to be the over-the-back call. Baker, I believe. Yep. Foul is on Baker going over Clarkson's back. Lenhart sends it in to Platts. He's going to bring it up the timeline. That double team there waiting for him, and he loses the handle on it. Pate takes it to the rack. His reverse layup is up and no good. Goes that ball goes out of bounds, but American County retains possession. Inbound to the right-hand side to Pate. Pate drives into the lane, kicks it out to Shoemaker, whose shot is short this time. Macon County Baker gets the rebound, kicks it back out to eighth on the right-hand side. They look to get it in the lane. The Tigers with the steal, and they're going to call a foul. It's going to be the third foul on Baker. Lenhart inbounds it to Platts. He kicks it up. Stolen by Manaman. Manaman to Atha. 2-on-1. Shot's no good. Macon County with the rebound. The ball is stripped by Lenhart. He's tripped. Foul is going to be on Pate for tripping. Megan County not real happy about that. That's the third foul on Pate. Platts brings it up across the timeline, gets it over to Lenhart, the left-hand side. Cross-court pass to Watson. He drives it into the blocks. His shot is rejected by Shoemaker, but they're going to call Shoemaker for a foul. And so Watson will go to the line. Second foul on Shoemaker. 14 fouls on Macon County. Watson's shot is up and no good. Macon County may get themselves in foul trouble before too long. Watson's second shot is short. Shoemaker with the rebound. Shoemaker kicks it over to 32, Pate. And they're going to call Platts with a foul on Pate. Platts was guarding him real close on that one. Third foul on Platts. Pate brings it up across the timeline. Double team. He loses the handle on it, but 30. Manaman gets the rebound, kicks it back out to eighth at the top of the key. They get it in to Baker. His kind of a scrum, but Tigers end up with it. Watson will bring it up across the timeline. Watson dribbles it over the right-hand side. Back out to Platts. He's going to shoot one of those long three-point shots, but this one it doesn't hit anything. Manaman brings it back the other way. Manaman is quick. Dumps it off to Atha in the right corner. Back out to Manaman. Back to Shoemaker at the top of the key. Over to the left-hand side to Pate. His shot is no good. Lenhart with the rebound. To Clarkson, back to Platts. Platts will bring it across the timeline with the double team. He's going to dribble. Looked like it could have been a charge, but they're going to call a foul on Macon County. Pate on the floor. Fourth foul on Pate. Five team fouls on Macon County. Platts will shoot from the pro line distance behind the arc. And his shot is good. 49-45, Macon County. 1 minute, 42 seconds left in the third period. On the floor for the Tigers, Travis Hedinger, Danny Clarkson, Brett Platts, Cale Watson, and 25, which is Cale Moore, in the game for the first time. Platts with the steal, and the easy shot is up and good. pressure defense by the Tigers. They break the press up to Souther on the left-hand side. His turnaround jump shot is well short. But Baker with the rebound, and he is fouled. Baker will go to the line to shoot two. Foul is on Brent Platt. That is probably his fourth. It is. First shot is up by Baker, is up and off the glass and good. Linhart in for Platts. Baker's second shot is up and it's no good. Danny Clarkson had it for a minute. They're going to call it jump ball. It's going to be the Tigers' ball. Cale Watson will bring it up across the timeline for the Tigers. Over to Linhart, the left wing. Cross-court pass over to Cale Moore, but he loses the handle on it. Goes out of bounds in front of the Tiger bench. It's going to be Macon County's ball. Bach in the game for the first time for... Oh, man. Danny Clarkson had his hand on it for just a minute, but goes out of bounds. Macon County will retain possession of the ball. Bach will inbound it to a waiting Manaman. Manaman back to Bach. Bach over to Levitt. Levitt back to Souther, the right-hand corner. Souther across court to Manaman. To Cale Moore. Cale Moore is going to take it coast to coast, and they lose the handle on it, but he gets it back. And there's a scrum on the floor, but Baker comes up with it for Macon County. 40 seconds left in the third period. Baker brings it across the timeline. Gets it to Souther. Pass over the right-hand corner. Shot is up and good. 52-47. Cale Watson brings it across the timeline. Dribbles it over the right-hand side. Back to the top of the key. Looks to get it in. But sends it to Cale Moore on the right-hand side. Over to Travis Hedinger. Into Danny Clarkson in the paint. His shot is up and good with 13 seconds left. 52-49, Macon County. Macon County breaks the press, gets it across the timeline, triple teams, and they're going to call a jump ball with 5 seconds left in the third period. 52-49, Macon County. Macon County, the beneficiaries of the jump ball. They inbound it over to the left-hand side, try to get it in the paint into the hands of the waiting Danny Clarkson. Time expires at the end of three. Macon County leads it 52-49. Leading scorers in the third period for Brashear, Brent Platts with 7, Danny Clarkson with 2. For Macon County, Blake Atha with 5, Ben Shoemaker with 4, Farrington with 3, and Kurt Baker and Bach with 1 apiece. On the floor at the beginning of the fourth period for the Tigers are Linhart, Elam, Moore, Watson, and Clarkson. Linhart inbounds it to Watson. Watson will bring it across the timeline. Pass it over to Linhart on the left side. Into Clarkson. Back to Elam at the left corner. Back out to Linhart on the left side. Into Clarkson. Clarkson's going to drive it. Kicks it out to Watson. He drives it into the lane. His shot up off the glass is no good. Macon County with the rebound. Farrington brings it back the other way. Farrington gets it across the timeline over to the right-hand side to Atha. Atha to Baker, right under the glass for a wide open two. Cheap points. Watson with the ball on the left hand side. He drives it in the lane and picks it up. Going to be a foul on Atha. That's his second. Lenhart will inbound it for the Tigers. To Kale Watson on the left-hand side. Watson brings it out. Passes it over to Kale Moore. Back to Elam in the right corner. The ball is tipped. At it right into the hands of Macon County. They get it ahead. Right in the hands of Kale Watson. And there's going to be a foul on Aether. That's going to be his third. Going to be 1-1, so Watson will go to the line. 17 fouls on Macon County, 4 on the Tigers. Watson's shot is good. 54-50 Macon County. Watson's second shot is also good. Asa brings the ball back the other way, double teamed. Macon County breaks the press up to Shoemaker over to the right, left-hand side. Shot for three is up and no good. Baker gets the rebound, dishes it over to Aether on the left-hand side. His shot is no good. Tigers with the rebound, and I bet there's going to be a jump ball. Macon County inbounds it to Shoemaker on the right side. They kick it back out the top of the key to Lovett. Lovett gets it in. It bounces off the foot to Platts. Platts is going to take it coast to coast. His shot is up and no good. Farrington with the rebound. They'll take it up coast to coast, and Baker can't hang on to it. Lenhart inbounds it to Platts. He's going to walk it up to the timeline. Bounce passes it into the paint to Farrington, who takes it all the way, and he's fouled. The shot's no good, but he'll shoot two. The foul, I believe, is going to be on Watson. Yeah, it is. It's his second. Farrington to the line for Macon County. Macon County ahead, 54-51. Dead silence. Shot is in and out. That's as quiet as this gymnasium has been all night. Farrington's second shot is no good. Jacob Shippen with the rebound. Platts will bring the ball back the other way. Brings it across the timeline. Kicks it over to Watson on the right wing. Into Clarkson, whose turnaround shot is no good. And they're going to call on a foul on Shoemaker. One of those deals where two people in the same place at the same time. That's a third on Shoemaker. Clarkson to the line for the one-on-one. 18 fouls on Macon County, 5 on the Tigers. Clarkson's shot is good. 54-52 Tigers, or Macon County, I'm sorry. Clarkson's second shot is in and out. And Clarkson with the rebound. Shipman with the rebound. Off the glass is no good. And Macon County with the rebound. Farrington brings it coast to coast, dishes it to Baker. He takes it to the rack. His shot's good. Platts over to Lenhart at the left-hand side. Lenhart, cross-court pass, right into the waiting hands. Oh, nice-looking play. Reverse layup is good. 58-52. Tigers take a timeout. Five minutes, 29 seconds left in the game. Macon County leads it, 58-52. On the floor for the Tigers, Watson, Shipman, Clarkson, Lenhart, and Platts. Lenhart to Platts. Platts brings it across the timeline. He's going to drive it in the lane. Dishes it to Clarkson. His shot off the glass is good. Asa to Farrington. Farrington to Levitt. Levitt back to Farrington. Into the paint. Two shots up and good by Stouter. Platts will bring the ball back the other way. Over to... Oh, man. To Lenhart. His mile-long three-point shot was good. 60-57, Mencken County. Farrington with the ball breaks the press to AC, who gets across the timeline to the right hand to 33, whose shot's no good. But Mencken County with the rebound and the putback and the foul. Foul's going to be on Jacob Chipman. That's his third. Souther will go to the line. 62-57, Mencken County. Souther's shot is good. Good for the trifecta. Platts will bring the ball back the other way with 4:39 left in the game. Platts over to Lenhart, the left-hand side. He's going to drive it in the lane. His shot is no good, but he's fouled. Foul is going to be on Souther, I believe. That's the third on Souther. 9 team fouls on Mencken County. Lenhart's shot is on its way, and it bounces off the front of the rim. No good. Lenhart's second shot is bounces around and is good. Full pressure by the Tigers. Asa to Shoemaker. They get it across the line. Back to Levitt, top of the key, passes it in to Souther, to Baker. His shot's no good. And I think they're going to call another foul on Souther for pushing. That's his fourth. And the 10th team foul. So Platts will go to the line. And we'll shoot two. Several players in foul trouble. Platts' first shot is good. 63-59, Mencken County. Second shot is short. Oh, man. Oh, they're going to call a foul on Anthony Lenhart. He threw a long bomb that went a mile high up in the air. Two people got there at the same time, and Lenhart was the guilty party. Levitt will go. No, I take it back. It's Pate will go to the line. His shot is up, and no good. Clarkson with the rebound. Hands it off to Platts. Second, that was the second foul on Lenhart. Clarkson over to Lenhart. Cross-court pass to Watson. Watson back out to Platts. Back over to Lenhart. Lenhart's shot is well off the mark. Mencken County. Souther with the rebound. Pate will bring the ball back the other way. Brings it across the timeline to Farrington on the left-hand side. Back out to Asa at the top of the key. Dishes it in. Back out to Pate on the right-hand side. Back to Pate. His shot is no good. But Pate with the rebound. Drives it in the baseline, kicks it back out to Souther, and his shot is no good. Asa with the rebound, the turnaround shot off the glass is no good. Shoemaker with the rebound, and he's fouled, and he makes the shot. Fouls on Lenhart. Should be his third. Shoemaker will shoot two. Travis Hettinger in the game for, not sure who he went in, came in for. Baker's shot is good. 66-59, Mencken County. Platts with the ball for the Tigers. He walks it up to the timeline. guarded by Atha. Drives into the lane. His shot is up and good. Huh? Passes ahead to Souther. He tries to take it up. Ball goes out of bounds. And I think it's going to be Macon County's ball, but the timeout by Macon County. So 3 minutes left in the game. Macon County leads it 66-61. And team fouls on Macon County, 8 on the Tigers. On the floor for the Tigers are Watson, Platt, Linhart, Clarkson, and Hediger. It's going to be Macon County's ball out of bounds under their own basket. Macon County inbounds it to Atha. Back out to Farrington at the top of the key, and he loses the handle on it, and he's going to be charged with the over and back. So with a turnover, Tigers will get the ball back with 2:54 left in the fourth. Behind by five, Platts with the ball. Dribbles between his leg, brings it across the timeline, kicks it over to Kale Watson on the left-hand side. Watson into Clarkson, who's in the paint. His shot is up and wide right. Macon County with the rebound, and Clarkson knocked into Pate. So the foul is going to be on... I'm Danny Clarkson, and that's his third. And Pate will go to the line, shoot the one-on-one. Pate's shot is no good, but Macon County with the rebound and the putback by Souther. Platts brings the ball back the other way. Comes across the timeline. He drives it in the lane. His shot is up and in and out. No foul. But Shoemaker ahead to Atha for the easy layup. They were waiting for that one. Watson brings it back the other way. He's going to drive it in the lane. His shot is no good, but there's a foul. Watson was going to make him pay for that one. The foul was on Shoemaker. That's his fourth. Watson's shot is short. Didn't even hit the rim. Tigers are gassed, I think. '70-'61 Macon County. Second shot is no good. Macon County Farrington with the rebound. Dishes it off to Pate. Brings it across the timeline. With the double team, gets it over to Atha on the right-hand side. Atha takes it in the lane for the easy reverse layup. Man, they were going for the steal, and they got it, and Atha got away from them. Platts brings it across the timeline for the Tigers. Shoots for three. His shot is up and no good. Pate with the rebound. Fouls on 51, which will be Travis Hediger. That's his third. 10 fouls on each side, so we have the double bonus. Pate's shot is up, and it's good. Macon County pulling away now. Leading by Baker's dozen. Linhart to Platts. Platts brings it across the timeline. To Watson, who will drive the baseline. His shot's no good. Watson's just out of gas. Platts will inbound it to Watson. Easy layup is no good. Ball out of bounds. It'll be Macon County's ball. 1 minute, 33 seconds left in the game. Inbound to Atha. Get to the head and the head in the hands of Clarkson. Head to Watson. Just about took Linhart's head off. Watson for the reverse layup is no good. That's about four layups he's tried. It's been no good. Linhart's going to line up for a three-point. His shot's no good, but he's going to get the rebound. And his turnaround something or other went out of bounds. Ball, Linhart, and everybody else. 30 sloppy play at the moment. Macon County with the ball. Farrington at the right wing in the paint to Atha. Atha kicks it out to Manaman. Back out to Atha. Over to Farrington. Farrington is going to drive the baseline. His shot off the glass is good. Platts will bring it back the other way. Platts drives the lane and Tate just takes it out of his hands. Tate with the ball. Hands it off to Madeline. To Atha. Atha to Pate. And there's going to be a foul on Platts. And that should be it for him. With 24 seconds left in the game. Macon County is going to win this one. They're ahead now 76-61. Coach Copeland is taking a timeout with 24.7 seconds left in the game. Macon County is going to win this one. They're leading 76-61. Tyler Killen in the game. Gail Moore. Travis Hediger. Jacob Shipman. And for the first time, Seth Wheeler. First shot of the foul is up and good by Pate. Pate's second shot is on its way, and it's good as well. Moore inbounds it to Shake of Shipman. Shipman brings it across the timeline, dribbles around the right-hand side. Shot on the right side is short. Moore with the rebound. He sets up for three. His shot is no good. And there's going to be a foul. Foul is going to be on Jacob Shipman. That is his fourth. With 9.5 seconds left in the game, Macon County leads at 78-61. Macon County fans are getting pretty excited over there. They smell the win. Shot by Atha is no good. I'm sorry, that wasn't Atha, that was Baker. Shot's no good, but they get their own rebound, and they're going to call a foul. Foul is on Tyler Killen. 7.7 seconds left in the game. Bach, however you say it, will go to the line. His shot is a little too strong, bounces right back to him. Bach's second shot is good. Moore inbounds it to Shipman. Shipman brings it across the timeline. 6 seconds left in the game. Cross court over to Seth Wheeler, and time expires. And that's it. Macon County wins it 79-61. For the second half, the leading scorer for the Tigers is Brett Platts with 10. Danny Clarkson with 5, Andrew Linhart 4, Cale Watson with 2. For Macon County, the leading scorer is Blake Atha with 9, Eric Souther with 8, Baker with 6, Shoemaker with 6, Farrington with 6, Bach with 2, and Pate with 4. And that's a ball game. Macon County wins it over the Brashear Tigers 79-61. In the girls' game, Brashear comes out on top 41-28. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back on Wednesday night with second round action in this, the Brashear tournament. Thanks for joining us. Good night.